And we're back.
Black and a Half, episode number 84. I am Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And we are here. We are queer. No. we're back for another fun episode. We're off last week with, oh man, things were crazy. Things have been absolutely nuts for me.
Yeah, likewise.
But last week we did the very special thing of dropping our latest movie.
Oh, that's right.
48-hour film project movie from this summer. I know it was a while ago. I know most of you were all at the showings and seeing it.
The
award-winning film
that we had.
GA, which we still need to ask. Hey, do you know what GA stood for?
General Admission. No.
I quiz on everybody. If you don't know, make a guess and send it to Black and a Half.
There you go.
Silas at blackandahalf.com. Do that. So that's out there. So it's available on go to our website and you can see, browse all three of our films.
Yep.
You can go to Black and a Half Productions on YouTube and subscribe. But, you know, if you haven't already subscribed to us on iTunes, I'm not sure you're going to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it hurts. You're disappointing us every single day. But, you know, we still love you.
We do. We appreciate that you're even listening to this.
I have family, so I know what it's like to love someone and still be disappointed. Right? So, and that's what we got. And that's, speaking of disappointment, my brother is here. It's real. This is not like the brother from another mother. My actual brother, Aaron Hunter.
From the same mother.
My brother from the same mother. Is here and he's our guest today.
Hello, hello. Okay. This is Aaron.
All right, he's up from living in LA right now
from Massachusetts.
And he's out shopping for hip hop stars.
Yeah,
that's what he does for a living now. He's looking for talent.
Yeah, so. I mean, don't come to him if you're trying to get signed. Don't bring any whack shit to the table.
You gotta bring the heat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So.
And you
he's
too.
A, and he's our guest famous. Today. We get to talk. We talked to him about. We talked about the Mandalorian.
Yeah, we talked about. Yeah, the Mandalorian. We talked about.
Correct your dumb ass about this Baby Yoda bullshit. Okay, we'll listen to that. These guys talk. Okay, I apologize to everybody that's listened to me and some other Todd from the 206 talking about Star Wars in front of you, and you're like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
They did that with hip hop artists.
Yeah, we got deep into it. We bring up a bunch of old names, man. Yeah, we go from east to south to west. A
lot of love about music.
We didn't talk about the north, though. And so I don't know if there's any real north hip hop.
Chicago, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What's his name? Blanked on the name.
Kanye? No.
No, I was thinking of Obama's buddy.
Common?
He was the chief of staff for a little bit, and then he's mayor. I just thought that'd be funny. He'd be great if he was a rapper. Obama would have been a good rapper.
Yeah, he would have. Hello. Very articulate. There you go.
It's the well-spoken award.
Yeah.
That's the award we won at the 48.
That's right. What's today's episode brought to us by?
Today's episode is brought to you by Hunger. Hunger, something you won't be feeling this Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
As you stuff your fat face.
Your fat face with all the great.
I'm going to the gym that morning and I'm doing the millennial workout, I call it.
Okay.
I get on the elliptical
for
45 minutes and then I get on the treadmill. I burn 1,000 calories on the thing.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait. So you 45 it on the elliptical. Then how long do you do on the treadmill?
Whatever it takes. Okay. One year I did an hour. I did like an hour and a half on the elliptical.
Fuck off.
I was like, I'm burning 1,000 calories so that I can eat today and not worry about anything. Right.
Fair enough.
Trying to lose weight. So
I'm with you, man.
So that morning my wife's home. So I'm going to get up.
I actually just got done with a run.
Come home and I'll start making all our.
There you go.
Dishes.
All the shrimp and scrimps.
I'm making stuffing.
Okay.
I'm making an oyster stuffing, and then I'm making an apple and sausage stuffing, and then I'm making some collard greens.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'm going to bake it in them.
Okay, there you go. Got to blacken that shit up a little bit.
That's
I like
right.
it.
My white brother.
Yeah.
Here's a weird thing. My brothers are not related, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that weird? My brother from my mother's side.
And then your brother from your dad's side.
They have no relation at all to each other.
But they've met.
They've met. Oh, okay. But it's just weird to me that they're not related in some way. They're not in-laws. They're not steps.
They're connected by you.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is a little weird. But, you know, I mean, we'll have to write a movie about it. Something.
But, hey, a big shout out to our Patreons or our patrons that are on Patreon.
Yeah.
Steph Ward. Founding patron.
You're the best.
Yeah, thank you all for supporting us. And if you're interested in supporting Black and a Half with a nominal contribution each month, it's really nominal. It's like less than I spent. You know, I spend $3.25 a day now on a venti black iced tea.
Really?
Because I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. But if there was a show like Black and a Half,
oh yeah,
I would definitely be spending at least $5 a month.
What if there was a White and a Half? Would you?
White and a Half?
If it was,
they don't get enough.
Yeah.
White and a Half is this episode anytime like Joe Greenhour sits in
there
for
you. Go. Yeah, good call. There you go.
I might, you know, if I enjoy their comedy shows and they make some movies. I would do that.
Support the arts. Yeah.
And especially if white people have been enslaved. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should do some. I believe in reparations.
Yeah.
I would vote for that.
Let me start with Patreon.
Maybe I'll put $5 a month and I'll take a little of this white guilt and put it to the side, especially for the holidays.
That's a great idea.
We killed all the Indians.
Oh, see? Look at you. Changing the world.
That's
see?
The good part about being half white from immigrants of Italy. Like, I was like, well, you know, I'm not responsible for any of this shit. Right?
Yeah.
I was black.
Right.
I'm descended from slaves.
Right.
And then immigrants from Italy in 1940.
Damn.
I am out of this.
There you go.
Yeah.
You
sure.
got treated like shit
I'm
on both
sure
sides.
I had relatives that used the N-word a lot at my black side, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, big shout out to you folks. And if you could go this holiday season as a thank you to us for all the laughter. Please go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating.
That would be best.
We'd like that.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Skyline.
Thank you for Skyline Properties letting us use your space to record this episode. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, go to SilasGetsReal.com and I'll set up an appointment with myself, celebrity real estate agent Silas Lindenstein, and we'll get you a house.
Damn.
Or we'll sell your
house. Isn't that crazy? People get to buy a house from a celebrity.
Can you
get
imagine?
Get the fuck out of here.
You're like, wait, you're a filmmaker? You mean this whole house journey could inspire you?
You're
to,
an award-winning filmmaker?
I'm an award-winning filmmaker.
Wow.
And
two awards?
Two awards.
What?
And then I slum at selling houses.
Wow.
Literally, I sell slums sometimes. I mean, only if they want it. If they want it, you can upgrade and do your reparations. But here we are, episode number 84, Aaron Hunter. It is not Baby Yoda.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's not Baby Yoda. Can we just...
What is wrong with people? Like, I mean, clearly... Well, you know what? What if?
You think Yoda was fucking?
No, I mean, no, I don't think he was fucking, but here's what I do think. Here's a plausible explanation. Seems like Palpatine is still in existence and corrupting people. What if Yoda took on a new form and a new body? Possibly. Yeah. I highly doubt it, but it's not Baby Yoda. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. Well, you want to say something. You're like,
yeah, I think Yoda was definitely getting it in. Listen, there's a lot of time, just downtime. Like,
here's the thing. It's against the Jedi code.
Yeah,
it literally is what caused Vader to happen.
I was going to say, but people break the Jedi code all the time.
No, right. They don't. They become evil. That's what Darth Vader just became evil. So
what about Grey? Isn't there the middle Jedi? Like
that's not in the story. That's not real.
But what about
it's a bunch
okay?
of fan theory.
I don't even. Here's the thing. I'll just be real with you. Like, what is he like? 900 years old? Mm-hmm. Viagra isn't going to work at that point unless he's using the Force on his dick. That it's like.
You know how sexual species work. You read a lot different fan fiction than I thought.
Yeah. But
manga.
Here's my theory. Okay?
Go for it.
We don't know what planet he's from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's clear, obvious. We do know some from certain books or something, I guess, that his people are very sensitive in the Force.
Okay.
That he started training to be a Jedi at age 100.
Mm, okay? Gotcha.
So they are born innately with it. I think the way Yoda just disappeared
mm-hmm.
into the Force when he died.
Right.
I think that's how they are born. I think
they come from
the Force. I think much like, and you say, well, that's crazy, Silas. That's insane. Well, that's how Anakin was. Mm. Anakin has no father.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Well, yeah. Theoretically, I think, not theoretically, but from what I've heard, Palpatine may have infected Anakin's mom.
Well, what was told in the movie, according to the movies thus far,
right?
What happened was the Force got so strong inside of her, like the Force impregnated her.
The midichlorians.
We don't say that word. We don't say that word. The Force basically impregnated her. Yeah, okay. There is a theory that Palpatine was responsible.
Okay.
And there's also further that
he was getting it in.
That's what I'm saying. There was Force.
Palpatine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's evil. So I'm saying Yoda was not evil.
Yeah, but Palpatine might have been, you know,
there's also a theory that he did sleep with his mom and just
right.
like, Jedi mind wiped her.
Okay. There you go.
Could have been.
Is that what they call it?
Jedi mind. Jedi Cosbeater. Jesus Christ.
Jedi Cosbeater.
What an asshole.
Okay, but overall, Mandalorian. Are you, you were on the fence.
I'm on the fence right now. I don't know. Like, okay, I haven't seen episode 3 yet. You can ruin it for me, though, if you want to. But episode 2 was...
Obviously, you're not into it if you haven't seen episode 3 yet.
I mean, they're only 30 minutes. I've been watching it at work when I'm supposed to be working. So that's probably a reason
Shout
why.
Shout out to his boss.
Shout out to my boss, who is no longer working as my boss. She's moved on. So my new boss. Hopefully, you're not listening. But the first episode felt like it was a little slow. And then the second one picked up a little bit, especially when, I don't know, I feel like the shootout, the spoiler alert in the first one, in the first part was entertaining. But I don't know if I'm looking for more of a story, if I'm looking for more action. But I do love the Mandalorians. I mean, like ever since like Knights of the Old Republic is when I really fell into the whole Mandalorian thing. And
Playing the game.
And, you know, like especially those characters grow on you when they're part of your team and you start hearing their backstories and everything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Boba Fett is a Mandalorian, right? Technically.
He's
a clone
of a Mandalorian, right?
No.
No?
Jango's not a Mandalorian.
Oh, okay.
It's not?
No.
Damn.
Mandalorian's a code.
It's like a religion.
Way of life, and he broke it.
Because he took the helmet off.
That for one would have got him out. But there's other reasons apparently he's not. Well, they're in the new lore that mm-hmm. they have now, he's
right.
not. And Lucas has apparently said in the past, oh, no, Boba Fett's not a Mandalorian. He's not with them. That's a separate thing.
Okay.
He wants to look like them, but he's not one.
Gotcha.
It's episode 3. I think you will enjoy.
Okay.
I think it's big.
That's my favorite episode.
Is it? Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
What I find.
You guys can ruin it for me. Go ahead. No, spoiler alert to anybody listening.
No.
Okay, never mind.
We don't need to. I mean, we don't need to. There's nothing that important to like say, hey, you got to watch it because of this.
I can't believe this happened.
I think it is being shot very cinema-like.
Mm.
I think it's ironic after, what's his name, the director.
Favreau?
No. Abrams? No. This is not a guessing. The director who just complained about Marvel.
Oh, talking about, not
Scorsese.
Cooper. Scorsese.
Scorsese. Yeah, yeah. How he just said Marvel's not cinema.
Right.
I think it's ironic then that this next, I think this Star Wars part is very cinema. A lot of people have talked about it being very much like Japanese cinema.
Right.
How they use a lot of silence in their films.
Mm.
This is using that. I don't know what people are talking about when they say, oh, it's not. Oh, I don't even know what's going on with him because he's got a mask on. And I was like, I'm like, are you watching his hands and is the way he moves his shoulders? And I feel he is communicating so well.
Also the inflections in his voice. Yeah. I mean,
I totally know what's going on in his brain. I'm like, I didn't even conceive to me that other people wouldn't.
That's wild.
I was like, this is great. And I love the time it's taking with everything. And it's a slow reveal. And somebody said though they didn't feel like, oh, the plot's not going anywhere and there's no character development. And I'm like, he just turned on his people to help this thing.
Yeah.
Like,
and then in turn, this thing helped him.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? There's so much development happening in this. And
you've
I'm
spoken.
Learning so episode much three, about the world.
It's episode 3, so I feel like everyone needs to relax. Like, there's going to be 4 or 5.
Right.
And
8.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8.
There's going to be 8 episodes or more?
8 episodes.
Okay.
That's kind of short.
Well, a lot for the season.
Okay.
Which, you know, I think we do. There is a lot of Netflix series that are about 8 episodes.
Yeah.
10. In the UK, most shows that are on TV are 6 episodes.
Right.
So that's all you're getting for a year. 6 episodes, and then they're gone.
Damn.
Because it's
a lot. I mean, they'll probably do a season 2 and 3, huh?
I can't see how it would not at this point. 10 million subscribers.
How many views do you think?
Doesn't even matter. 10 million subscribers. $7 a pop, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you pre-ordered, you could have got like $3.95 a month for 3-year pass.
Mine's free for the first year, so I was just like Verizon. Yeah.
Shout out to Verizon. Looking a brother up.
Yep. You know what's wild though you know what's crazy is that it's so fucking expensive. It's ridiculous. It's like they have the unlimited package, but the unlimited package isn't really the unlimited package. They're like, do you need the super unlimited package?
You want unlimited light? Unlimited light? Or do you want regular unlimited?
What is that?
They throttle it after a while. Yeah, which is stupid.
That's
so
like my phone, $37 a month. Shout out to Virgin Mobile.
There you go.
Unlimited everything. Boom. Except for when I hit that cap. It's like I don't have the internet.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what though? The thing I'm most excited on Disney Plus is the all the Marvel like what ifs. Kind of want to see some of that.
I'm excited about that. I did not know it wasn't gonna. I didn't know how many of these shows weren't happening until like
2022. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, yeah.
What,
like
what else are you gonna?
Do you ever feel like you can't die before these dates?
I think it's the only thing that's keeping me living.
Me too.
So honestly, it's like you know what? Take us all out. It's all horrible. And then they put out another I was like, okay, Star Wars. So Star Wars is about to come out. So end of the Skywalker saga. So I was like, okay. Fine, blow us all up. I don't care.
How are you guys feeling about that?
I don't know if it's true.
What?
I don't believe that it's just they're not going to mention Skywalker. It's like the saga is really done because, I mean, come on. Really?
Well, I kind of thought it was before.
Right, with the original, what was it? The original 6?
Well, I mean, I guess I thought when they started this, I was like, well, it's going to be the end. That's why they're introducing new people to move on. I just didn't think it was going to be announced as the end. Mm. I didn't think they would bill it like that, the end of the Skywalker saga.
I think that they'll mention Skywalker and other things if they like it. If this new one that, what's his name, Rian Johnson or the new director?
Isn't he out?
I thought he just became the new, he's creating his own separate trilogy.
Right.
But I didn't know if it was going to be like Knights of the Old Republic style or if we're talking like after this.
Yeah, I don't even think anyone knows at this point. I think it's going to be other worlds.
Do you think that?
I think this is a proof of concept, though.
Yeah.
I think Mandalorian's a proof of concept that they don't have to have. Well, okay. I was going to say that they don't have to have Jedi and lightsabers and stuff. But I'm
right.
Like, well, Yoda's force sensitive, but not Yoda. Yoda's
totally.
Species is because he's not Yoda.
When is Bill Burr up here?
Has he?
I don't think he has yet.
Bill Burr's
he got a role in it, man. And it's so funny because he talked so much shit about Star Wars for years. And he was just like, Jon Favreau was like, no, I think it'll be cool. Your fans will love it. And,
you know what? I didn't know that was Brian Posehn in it.
At the beginning when he died. Oh, my bad. That was spoiler alert.
I didn't know Brian Posehn was in it.
Yeah.
Until someone said later. And then I didn't know that was Nick Nolte.
I knew it was Nick Nolte. I just know
by
his voice.
Face?
Just his voice. Okay. Yeah. He's like, I have spoken. You know, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. I just wasn't paying attention enough to go like, oh, that's Nick Nolte.
I feel like
I think I wasn't even like, when people are in, when they have makeup on and stuff, like when they're, I'm so fallen into this world. I'm not like trying to place actors or anything.
Right,
like,
right.
Someone
right.
have to. They have to walk up. I mean, I can't see. When Carl Weathers came on, I was like, "We gonna fight a Russian right now? Come on, action, action!"
Let me ask you this: has Sierra seen him?
Oh yeah.
What does she think?
Loves him.
Oh, okay.
All loves right. it.
Okay.
She yells at the end of every episode. She can't believe that we have to wait a week.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't do like the Netflix thing and just drop them all at once. Yeah. You know.
I think that's going away.
You think so?
I think most people like the. I think the anticipation is so much part of it. Like, okay, I watch. Have you ever watched Dear White People?
I've watched the movie. I've never watched the TV
show. Yeah,
series.
I haven't seen the TV show, but I've seen the movie.
I know there's a third season that came out that's on there because when it dropped, I was like, oh, it's exciting. I'm going to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But then something else dropped. And now it's not even showing up on my thing because I have so many other things that are suggesting that I'm forgetting to go in and start the series.
Right.
And I think that's an ultimate problem with it is you either binge that, you everyone just goes for that,
mm-hmm.
those episodes. Where Mandalorian, we have this conversation for mm-hmm. the right. week, right? Every
right.
week we're having, just like when it was on TV, we're all talking about it. Mm-hmm. And so it just gets so much buzz.
Right.
And then the brilliant part is then once it's released, everyone can go back and binge on their own or yep. they can wait till it's on there. But we're talking about it for 8 weeks and not for the week when mm-hmm. it dropped.
Right.
Right.
Where like Schitt's Creek. There's a show called Schitt's Creek on.
I've heard of it. I know my girlfriend's heard of it. She's shaking her head.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's a Canadian TV show about this rich family who the government comes for them because they were hiding a bunch of money.
Oh, okay.
But he had at one point, they had purchased a town, basically a whole town,
right,
called Schitt's Creek, as like to hold money in, and so it's the only thing they own.
Oh, okay.
Left to go, and so they go there, and they have to stay in a hotel, and it's this complete like, it's like a reverse Beverly Hillbillies, right? And it's so fucking funny,
hilarious.
And I just started watching it. I kind of heard about it,
yeah,
and then I posted online because for me it was like Thai iced tea, you know, like.
It's not that good.
I love
Don't
it.
Don't try it.
I was angry when I tasted it,
yeah.
and nobody had told me about it, right? That I'd been like, how come no one's made me try that? Schitt's Creek is so funny. I was like, why did nobody tell me about this? Then everyone's posting, oh, that's such a great show. Oh, it gets so better. I'm like, you haven't been talking about this.
Yeah.
So it's just quietly, and I think that's the problem. When it drops, everyone mm-hmm. watches it. They might have said something then.
But it's
not for 8 weeks right. that they're talking yeah. about it. And
did you see the second season of OA?
No.
I haven't seen that either.
Because it dropped. And
yeah.
then I'm like, oh, I'll get to that.
Yeah.
I'm limited. I can only watch shows like that after a certain time.
Yeah.
So, and now I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. What age can Willow start watching The Mandalorian? Probably too violent.
Yesterday.
Okay.
When were her mom let her watch it? She's scared of Star Wars because of the goddamn Rise of Skywalker commercial.
Really?
The trailer scared her.
Oh, man.
I mean,
she thought it looked scary. And so she's like, Star Wars scary. She talks like Yoda.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Star Wars what? Scary. She's like, it's not scary. She's like, scary it is.
Stupid. I love it. Oh, God.
And she just start talking to her Yodaism.
She's going to go to school and the kids are going to be like, what the fuck is
Why
wrong?
Why does she talk like that?
But I love it. I just, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I was going to rate it right now, I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10 for Mandalorian.
That's your on a fence level is a 7.
Yeah,
you haven't seen 3. I feel like you're more in a 5 and just don't want to admit it.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know. Okay, I'll say a 6 right now. What are
out
you?
Of all the Star Wars is?
Yeah,
probably say 8.5.
Okay, all right.
I really like it.
Nice.
I will go with that. I have not seen. I think it is a flawless. There's not been a flaw in 1 minute of the show. I loved it. I've loved every second of this.
You being a cinema head, I think that that's a very...
And I texted other people about this. I was like,
yeah.
After the second episode, I was like,
yeah.
I don't think there's been anything wrong in 1 minute of this. And the guy's like, no.
Wow.
It hasn't. It's amazing. I never thought I would love Star Wars again.
I would love to know what Angela and David think of it. Not laughs, but the cinema.
I was like, I don't think Gabe gives a shit about DeMarco. Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
The DeMarco. I don't know.
So, yeah.
So we're there.
Yeah. I'm excited, though, for episode 9.
Okay, this was exciting because I did not know Aaron liked Star Wars at all. I thought none of my family liked it because I was such a fan.
Yeah.
I thought it was everyone's getting pushed on it.
Right.
And my brother Eddie doesn't like it. Fuck you, Eddie. Hey, listen right now.
Doesn't Shots like fired.
It. Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to Eddie. I like Eddie.
I don't even watch wrestling anymore because he loves it. And so I stopped watching it once I found out he felt about Star Wars. I'm like, it's war now, motherfucker. Until you get money to Lucas, I'm not giving money to Vince McMahon.
Wait, so is Eddie still fucking with WWE?
Oh, yeah.
Is that his?
I'm like the opposite, where I used to be obsessed with WWE.
Me too, yeah.
And like, I didn't give a shit about Star Wars, but now it's the flip. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about WWE, but like, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason I got Disney Plus, was because I was like, yo, there's this whole new series. I was like, I'm amped. And I was listening to the music. That's what really got me.
Okay.
Like, I need to buy Disney Plus right now. I was listening on Tidal, and then it said suggested new albums.
Yeah.
And it was like Mandalorian soundtrack.
Okay.
And I listened and I was like,
watch your hand.
I was like, this is insane.
So for the listeners out there, so you're kind of big in the music game right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not a big shot.
Yeah, but
I'm not a big shot.
But you're on your way, definitely.
When he walks into the office, he spits in the air, fireworks come up.
Yeah.
Pyros in the background. Yeah.
The game. It's time to play the game.
So how long have you been?
Tell me your title.
What's your title?
So my title, I'm an A&R.
Okay.
Which is not AMR. That's what I thought he said.
What's AMR?
What's AMR?
I've never heard of it.
When you make the sounds. You know, on YouTube, you can go listen to like Ziplocs.
Oh, it's like the
audio something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all
sexy. It's the comforting sounds. Whatever. Yeah.
And people listen to it and they masturbate. And
like, are you serious, people? Get off to that. There's some kinky shit online, man.
But also, well, they do that, but it's also, I think, a relaxation thing.
Okay,
like,
okay.
It's like, oh, it's so soothing to hear someone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I haven't done that, but
but you're an A and R.
A and R. So it stands for artist and repertoire.
Nice.
Okay.
Can't spell it, but
I remember Kanye, before he went crazy, said something about A&Rs on one of his albums. So
what does an A&R do?
So an A&R, essentially our jobs are to find the artist and then develop them into being like, you try to find the artist before they're big and then really develop them,
right?
Craft like what artistic direction they can go into.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what I do.
Damn.
And your genre?
My genre, I'm a hip hop head. So
okay.
I mean, although I'll listen to all kinds of music and like I'll scout all kinds of stuff. Like right now I'm working on a pop artist that I'm trying to break, but for the most part, hip hop.
Okay.
Like hip hop.
I'm gonna hook him up with Dylan.
There you go.
I don't know who Dylan is, but I'll listen. I listen to everything.
He's got a great backstory. He was hit in the head with a bat, and then he. So you know what's interesting to me? So it brings up a great, interesting topic, because one of my favorite artists is this guy named Alan Stone, who's like, he's great. He's from Washington. He's kind of blowing up, but I feel like he doesn't stay in his lane. He's always trying to like experiment and try something new, and then because of it, his albums suffer. So it's just like
is he local?
It's not really.
Dave
was
Matthews local?
No, he was on like, he was in like Eastern. He grew up in Eastern Washington, been doing the Seattle thing, but now he's in like Europe and he's like traveling all over. He just had a thing at the Triple Door where every ticket was like $150.
Oh, wow.
Sold out. So, he's doing well for himself, but he has like, he has a few really good songs, but I just feel like, you know, those albums where you're like, it could be so much better and he's just not. Like, I don't know who's giving him the artistic direction. I feel like he might have too many yes men in the studio.
Wait, so here's a question. So now we are in an era now where people don't even, it seems like people don't want to be defined as much, right? Where they're like, well, no, I mean, I'm all over. Like,
yeah.
I listen to this and listen to that. How do you get someone to stay? Do you need them to stay in the lane?
Yes and no, because like the issue that you were saying with the guy that you're talking about, what was his name?
Alan Stone,
where it's like he might have made like one album that like at the time you were like, this is it, like this is, I really love this, and like depending where you were at like in life at that time listening to that music,
good point,
it really touched you then, but right. like, he can't create the same body of work over and over. That's like the same thing with Kanye West, where it's like every album is so different, where everyone's kind of like, oh, what is this? This right. is all different. But it's like, if you create the same thing over and over again, then, I mean, people get sick of it. It's like, that's kind of what happened to 50 Cent. 50 Cent's one of my favorite artists. But okay. tried to make Get Rich or Die Trying over and over and over. And that's then
a good point.
It's like, people just were like, all right.
Looks like he's going to die trying.
Yes. I mean, hey, he's back on it with Power. But
okay.
Yeah.
Isn't Power coming to an end?
He's bringing it to an end, but okay. he is starting something else.
Okay.
Which I think is BMF.
And didn't he get he got rich off vitamin water, didn't he? Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Sold it for, I think, like $100 million or something, which is.
Good for him, man.
Well, yeah. And Taylor Swift, is she now a pop artist?
I mean, she got away from country, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if she ever was.
I was listening to, I didn't know this song was by Taylor Swift was playing. I was like, wait, this is Taylor Swift? And I saw a video. I was like, this does not seem very country. I don't know what they're doing.
But I think that's where she got her start was like, was it Tennessee? Maybe? I don't know. But
yeah, all the Romeo and Juliet. Mm.
Oh, that was her? Okay.
All the.
Yeah. My brother is my lover. It's like, what? Oh my god. Yeah, man. Well, that's dope. Yeah.
Okay, so hip hop. So your job, do you go just walk around and go like, guy in the street,
rap for
give
me.
Give me a beat.
No.
Like, how do you find these artists?
So a lot of it I dig. Like, I mean, there's two different ways to do it where it's like, I mean, I guess there's like three different ways to do it. Like, some of the bigger companies, they'll just look at like analytical boards and like try to see who's popping on Spotify and like, oh, let's pick them up before they get big. Where my approach like is really like much more organic, where like I'll scroll through Instagram and like try to find something cool or like SoundCloud. And then a lot of it's going to shows. Like 5 out of 7 days of the week, I'm at a show like in LA. So I live in LA, full disclosure. So everybody doesn't try to rush Silas. Yeah. Like, no, where's your brother at?
Yo, that's the most annoying shit.
But he said if he walked into something and heard them.
Yeah. I would 100%. My ears are always open.
You know, but
send it to Silas.
The motherfuckers who always hit you with the mixtape on the street. They're like, hey, yo, man, it's free, but we take it donations.
Well, that's why I carry around my frozen carbonite hair CD. Oh, like, really? I'll have my money.
Got the cease and desist.
They do that in Seattle where they try to give you the CD.
Know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, all the time.
That. Yeah.
Like, oh, and it used
I'm
to
like
be
walking to Comic Con and I'm like, I don't think I'm your Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh.
Yeah.
What is it that makes you qualified? Stop scrolling?
Oof. You have to be really different where it's like there's so much music out there now where everyone's like, oh, the sound. Oh, the music sounds the same. It's just something that will like really just make you stop in your tracks. Like, this sounds so different.
Right.
This sounds like I've never heard anything like this, but it's also good. Like, what is this? And I mean, for me, I've done this for so long and I've wanted to do it for so long. I just feel like I know now where it's like, all right, I hear something. I can hear something special in it that's I haven't heard before.
How do you describe hip hop to somebody?
How do I describe hip hop?
I mean, it's so like, I mean, it's so vast and like
how do you, because I'm thinking like The Voice. I listen to The Voice and all these shows where like if you hear an incredible voice, I can hear you go like, oh, that made me stop. But for hip hop, it's got to be more than just a voice.
No,
right?
The Voice is that's like the cherry on top where it's like The Voice. It's like how believable are they with their voice? Because I mean, someone could be like, yeah, I shoot guns and da 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 da, but you don't sound believable. Like, I don't believe you. Like, you have to have a really believable voice, and like your flow like has to be, if for people who don't know what flow is, it's like, are you like rapping on like syncopation with the beat? Like,
right.
Being able to do that really well and like what, like your subject matter, everything, it's just, it all mixes in and like it, all of those things need to be flawless for it to be good.
Yeah. Shout out Lil Dicky.
Yeah. So. Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Man, I slept on him for so long.
Yeah, man.
He is incredible, like professional rapper featuring Snoop Dogg.
That's even his mixtape before that. I remember when we were listening to that, we were like, damn, who is this guy? And he was just like, I'm just trying to raise enough money to make my own like album. And he did it, man. You ever heard Lil Dicky?
I've heard the name and I'm just like, I can't.
I'm sure Sierra played it for you. He has one on like global warming, like a song about Save the Earth. But there was some even better stuff. I mean, there's Yeah, but he's even better. It's like comedy, but it's also like he has a song called White Crime and how they're like doing dumb shit. Like, you know, like he's bringing like bottles of like, like liquid bottles on planes and like stealing people's Wi-Fi, you know, and this is like dumb shit. So
but he's good,
but it's dope. Good. I mean, it's, and you could listen to like every song on the track and you're going to laugh and enjoy the beats. And I mean, one of the songs, it literally is him and T-Pain and he's like, he's talking about getting pussy with his personality. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, it's, what was the one where he actually used somebody else's video? They tried to do it with as little money as possible.
Oh, it's,
oh, Save That Money.
Yeah. Save That Money.
Dude,
yeah.
It was great. And so he used T-Pain's video to like, actually act like he had a video. And then he was like, he was ringing people's doorbells and like, hey, can we use your house? Like, we're trying to do this for as little money as possible. I'll send you the video.
Okay.
It's awesome.
And it worked and looks and he, incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is even that makes me respond to some music, because I'll listen to it. Like I like Cardi B, I like Childish Gambino. I remember with both of them having a similar feeling where I put them on while I was doing stuff and listening, and I just sat there and smiled.
Yeah.
And occasionally just laughed and like oh, that's a, or I'm like, oh, that is a great line.
I'll tell you right now, like, you know, like my rap like has evolved over time because it started with Tupac. It started with what's Crucial Conflict, who was like a group out of Chicago that was like, they were ridiculous. They had the song called Hey in the middle of the bar and talking about smoking weed. And then it went to DMX. And then it kind of went more towards Common and Mos Def and Talib Kweli. And I feel like that's kind of where, yeah, and that's where I kind of like stuck, is that like kind of New York, you know, feel more so. But I've noticed that over time it kind of changes, right? So it's like the South kind of had it with, you know, Lil Wayne, Cash Money, Ludacris, yeah. David Banner and all those guys. Then it was back to like East Coast, and then West Coast David had it Banner. For a little bit.
David Banner?
Like yeah, Hulk? Not Bruce Banner.
No. Oh, I didn't know the Hulk rap.
Yeah, but it's funny because every now and then, I mean, like Houston was big with like the.
Huge,
I mean, yeah, like, seriously.
What is it? Slim Thug.
Slim Thug, oh, and they had what's Paul Wall?
Paul
right?
Wall. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Paul Wall, shout out to Paul Wall. Yeah, he's one of my inspirations. I got grills recently.
No shit.
And yeah, and yeah. I know. Silas is looking at me like I'm crazy. He doesn't. I have them in my pocket right now. I have grills.
No, but I'm suddenly realizing how like. Jocks feel when I'm talking about Star Wars, right?
Oh, yeah, like, no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, what? Like, oh, they're saying a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah, and, oh, yeah, Houston. But no, we have a problem.
but that's what I love about rap music is you never know where it's actually who's going to be the next kind of big thing. But I love my favorite kind of rap right now is that melodic feel where it's got like a slower riff, maybe with a piano. People rapping over it, and then it's got some like maybe like a lady singing over like on the hook or something. Like that's kind of
like Juice WRLD vibe, or
kind of like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So even like Wale and all that, you know. So
I've been listening a lot to blues.
Okay,
old blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Some stuff that's new. I drive around when I'm, especially when I'm Lyft driving. I found in the morning because I'm always like, it was always in the morning. Like, okay, I gotta get going. So I'm like putting on some like. Some modern music or 103.7, get some 80s hip hop. Some people would like it, but sometimes if I'm driving like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, people don't, they're just waking up.
Dude, we're getting old, man.
Well, the other people are just waking up. I'm ready, but I was like, you know, I'll just put some blues on. It's good. It's kind of cool driving music.
Totally.
It's dark out, you know, and I pick them up and people seem to kind of enjoy it. And I started realizing, like, I was leaving it on and was thinking, you know, blues is a nobody complains about blues.
Right.
Nobody's anyone who doesn't like blues is probably a piece of shit. Right?
Yeah.
like it's the music you put in a movie when people are just driving around.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, like, oh, just throw some blues in here. Or whatever. It doesn't matter. It won't affect anything.
Totally.
It's a great background music. And then when you like it, you hear it and you're like, I've had a couple of people comment. They're like, oh, this is a great station. What is it? Like,
right.
They're like shocked because they're not used to hearing. Like anyone playing blues music, like I mean, like B.B. King, and, you know, Johnny Hooker.
Yeah, one of mine right now is Donny Hathaway. Like, and he's old school. He does a song this Christmas. I'll send you the link.
Is it blues?
It's kind of like bluesy, like, but it's more like Motownish. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like blues.
It's rhythm and blues.
I like British soul music too.
What
British
the fuck soul. Is wrong with you? No, I'm just kidding.
Jamie Lydell.
Oh, Jamie he's Lydell. Good. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know Jamie Lydell. Jamie Lydell.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I was listening. I didn't even know what I was liking. I was just listening. I think Spotify informed me what it was because I was like, oh, I like that. And I'm like, oh, listen to this. I like this. What is this? And then I was looking them up and they're like, oh, part of the British soul.
Right.
And I was like, why do British people have soul? Like, they don't even have, like, they don't even have good food. Like, how do they get good music? And I'm like, there's a long history of soul music in Britain. In Britain.
What yeah. is what does Adele no fall under?
Huh?
What does Adele fall under?
Whining. Depression.
Let me ask you this, Aaron. Like, if
I like Adele. I actually don't. I was trying to recover. I like Adele's music.
You don't have to. Sorry. You know, it was hard. Like, my wife was super pissed when Adele won the award over Beyonce when she made that, when Beyonce made that album where she got cheated on.
Oh, Lemonade?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Lemonade was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So, literally, it was just like, my wife was like, fuck this. You know what I mean? Like, five foot two.
That Adele won?
Yeah. Like, 5 foot 2 white girl mad that the other white girl won. She was just like, man. Yeah,
she fights for black people.
Yeah, she does. That's, that's, you know, power to the people.
What you needed on
yeah.
Does she fight for black people?
So, let me ask you this, Aaron. Have you ever been inspired to, like, actually make a tape or an album?
When I was, man, my high school is going to hate me for saying this. So, when I was in high school, I had said that my senior project was going to be like make a mixtape.
Oh, dope. Okay.
And so I was going to make like a mixtape for my senior project. And then I created what was like a 50-50 raffle. And so like 50% of the proceeds were supposed to go to me like recording like an actual mixtape. I knew, like, I can't rap, like, for the life of me. But I did collect all the money, and then I collected all the money, and I spent it on a bracelet for my girlfriend at the time.
And, holy shit.
Yeah.
Wait, so you never turned in a mixtape?
No, I failed. Like,
you failed?
Oh, yeah, I failed. Oh, yeah.
But if it's your senior project, how'd you pass?
I went to summer school. I went to summer school every single year of high school.
Oh, wow.
Every single year of high school. Follow your dreams, kids. That's,
yeah.
So after senior, you were done with senior year.
Done with senior year. Had to do summer school. Month.
To get your diploma.
Right. That is hilarious.
Did you have to walk with everybody?
No, they would not. They were going to originally let me walk, but then I didn't care to walk. So I let everybody blame like the senior prank on me. And they're like, you know, if you take the blame for everyone, you're not going to be able to walk. And I'm like, word? Like, I don't care. Like, yeah, I was like, blame me. I don't care.
What was the senior prank?
The senior prank. We had a bunch of them. We did like Icy Hot on the toilet seats. Oh. We did like the plastic cups all in the hallway. Mm. We built an actual wall. If you know Millis High School, there's like in between the library and like the classes, you have to go, you have to pass the library.
Yeah.
But we built a wall there. So everyone had to go in the library and out the other end to get through to the classes. And they were livid.
Oh,
they
my
were
God.
Livid.
Wait, did you guys build in the middle of the night? Or?
Yeah. No, we got into the school. We had like a janitor, like shout out. I'm not going to say the janitor's name, but shout out to them for letting us in super early. It was like 5 a.m. Everybody set it up. And they were
pissed. What was the wall made out of?
It was just like these kids, they built
like with
was,
bricks?
No, not bricks. It's not okay. Trump. It's, it was like 2x4s. It was just wood and like painted it
hilarious.
To make it look like it was great.
That's but, awesome.
Yeah. So I did not walk in high school. I did walk for college though. So
oh, there you go.
I was happy about that.
Did college help you?
College? I want to say yes and no, because yes, because of the connections I made. Right. I think school for me was much more about like the social aspect and like actually meeting people. But like the classes, honestly, for like what I'm doing or like what I want to do, which is be an A&R, like there wasn't anything that school taught me necessarily how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It was just more about meeting meeting people in college to like try to pitch music to. And like I started managing my first artist in college.
Oh, dope. Were you producing then, right?
I tried to be a producer. I wasn't good.
weren't good.
I wasn't a good producer. So
what does actually being a producer in the music industry entail? So, like raising money and.
I mean, no, for hip hop, like being a producer, a lot of it is just like making the beat mm-hmm. and then like finding like the artist and putting them on your beat and like making them sound good.
Okay.
It's just essentially being the producer.
Like Kanye was a producer.
Kanye produced.
That's right. Some of Jay-Z.
Takeover by Jay-Z.
And
Lucifer by Jay-Z.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's right.
The Gold Digger.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
He's still producing to this day.
Yeah. If you haven't heard it, you got to hear Jamie Foxx's story about meeting him.
Really?
And how he got him to.
Wow.
To do it.
And dude, it's
really funny.
I love old Kanye, but I can't.
He has a great Kanye impression.
I can't fuck with Kanye right now. Just,
yeah. He's too much.
Too much, man. Yeah.
Since college didn't help you, how did you, I mean, I know the story, but how did you get into it?
How did I get into it? So, a lot of it was, I was just scouring on SoundCloud for, like, hours and hours and hours on end, and then like just trying to find artists that were dope. And then so I had like, when I was like back in Massachusetts, I found this artist named Timar. She's super dope, like shout out to her. But and then yeah, I saw that she got signed to this record label, the label that I work for now, Position Music. And I was like, man, I was like, I'm gonna move to LA, and when I move to LA, I'm just gonna hit him up. It was just like in my mind. And
yeah.
So, like, a while down the road, moved to LA, and then I'm working at, like, a BS job. Like, just, I was doing, like, temp work. I was doing, like, anything I could because I was broke in LA just trying to make some money.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to apply, and I hit them up. I'm like, hey, like, da-da-da-da, congrats on, like, signing Timar. I actually found it before you guys did and, like, took a screenshot of the tweet resume, and then they hit me up asking if I wanted to come in for an interview. Now I work there. And
there you go.
Do A&R, so
I love it.
I love the story because it's like it's this initiative of I want this job,
right?
This kind of job, and I'm going for it. Like,
yeah, it was like my 5-year plan to like finally get an A&R job in LA. I've been there for like a year and some change now, but I was like, all right, within 5 years, like I need to get a job like doing that. Otherwise, like I don't know. I was like, that was just like that's what I wanted to do. I was not going to do anything but that. So. Yeah, get it like within the year. It was like right before my year mark in LA, and I was like,
"It's so funny." I do feel like, you know, it's like you put those goals in front of yourself, and they may not seem achievable, but it's like you always seem to find a way to get there. You know what I mean?
Vision board.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people say like speak it into existence, but if you're not really doing something
right
every day to like try to do that, like I started a blog. To get people to try to notice me, and like I tried everything, like,
yeah.
And you fail fast, and like when you realize something's failing, just like don't get upset, just do something else.
Yeah, exactly.
But like to try to get to the goal, like whatever you can do. Yeah.
Was there any? If you hadn't gotten it in 5 years,
I'd have kept like, going. There's no way I would have stopped just because I feel like the way I am, I'm so like, I have to have it. Like when I want something, I just like freak out until I get, I'm like a little kid with that.
Right.
Like, and then like, once I have it, I'm like, now I'm like super grateful and like, yes. But now I'm like, all right, now I have like a whole nother set of goals. Like I'm trying to like break 5 artists. Like I really want like within the next 5 years, like I'll be upset if I don't have at least like 5 plaques, like platinum plaques. Like,
hell yeah, man.
That's like my thing, like I need that now. Where
so
if you find somebody, mm-hmm. do you have to get you? Then you bring them to your bosses, and they go, "Yeah, okay, we're down with this."
Yeah, it's so we have every Friday we have an A&R meeting. It's like it's insane where it's like all the A&Rs. Everybody is just you have to play something good because everybody. It's like we're all music critics, and nobody's impressed with anything really unless it's really good. So when you play it for them, like. When I first started this job, they like brought me on like really like on coordinator level where it's like I wasn't like it wasn't like really like high touch. Like it was just like kind of learning the ropes. And like I was like, yeah, I really want to play something in like the A&R meeting. Like I know I have some dope music. And then like my mentor now, Mark, he was like, yeah, when you like go in that room, he's like, you only have a certain amount of bullets. Like you better not miss.
And, right,
like,
right.
Luckily, knock on wood, I haven't missed yet, but, and that's why like,
now
I'm like full fledged, like searching out artists and doing what I do.
Yeah, that's dope. I mean,
can you say, is it acceptable to go in and go, I haven't found anybody this week?
Yeah, it's totally acceptable because, I mean, people would rather you not play like half-ass music.
Right, waste their time.
It's, yeah, people's ears, like you get ear fatigue and like, especially there's 8 A&R guys in our company right now. It's like, if people play like bullshit, like,
you're like, are they all hip hop?
No. It's only me and one other dude who's hip hop, and then.
So do you have to listen to other people's stuff? Like, yeah, the country guy.
Yeah, well, we actually don't have any country guys, but I mean, like, yeah, we listen to it and we all critique it.
What other kind of music do they do?
Like pop, rock, like
Do they do parody? Parody?
Parody? Like, no, we actually we don't.
Star Wars parodies.
Oh,
definitely. I mean, Star Wars parody division.
Yeah, well,
I can head that up. I don't know. I'm just saying, I've got options. and so yeah, so people listening, so Aaron, this is being recorded Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving.
I do have to say, there's an artist by the name of Monica Saxton who hasn't broke yet. She has a dope song. I've known her for years.
Is she signed?
I don't think she signed yet, but I'll play it for you later.
All right, so, cool.
Well, then she's gonna hear this, and then Aaron doesn't.
And if I don't hit her up, I'm gonna get it.
No. She's totally cool. She did. She went to like this acapella camp or something like that, and she's been
like band camp.
I don't know if it, I think it is. Oh, I see what you did there. But yeah, she's got like a few tracks, but I think she's working on an album and stuff. But it's interesting. Just like,
how's her flow?
I don't think she has flow. It's Monica Saxton is more like I would catch her in like Tennessee. So she might not even be in your like wheelhouse. You know what I mean? She's more what,
Tennessee,
like country, a sort of country, you but not really just, like. Yeah. I mean,
you said we don't do country.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I mean, the thing is about being an A&R, you know, other A&Rs. Now I have like my whole network.
Exactly.
Other people who do that. So if it doesn't work for me, then we pass stuff off to each other all the time. Yeah, so.
For sure.
Yeah.
If you guys are looking for comics.
So
we don't do that. But
he's like, no, we want people who will make us money.
Yeah. If you're looking for a comic who's been on Comedy Central.
Aaron came up for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of LA for the weeks.
Oh, there you go.
See some weather. what is there anything that you have, Manny, at Thanksgiving that other people that you've heard like, oh, that's a bizarre thing to be eating?
You mean like food?
Yeah.
I thought green bean casserole was some weird shit. But I mean, I still don't eat it, but I guess people love it. You know what I mean? Like, are you a big green bean casserole person?
No, I think at one point I might have eaten it, but it kind of just grosses me out. That's the one where you put the mushroom soup on it.
I think so. Yeah. You ever done that?
I've never had that in my life.
You ever done that? Yeah. See, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but I feel like any of like, okay. So when my dad, when I moved up here with my dad, we would go to his girlfriend's house and you know, they were in Oregon. They were all white. They were the ones who did the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Now my wife and her family do the green bean casserole. Still, I have never touched that shit. You know what I mean?
what do you go for?
My thing, okay, so when we're doing Black Thanksgiving, it's always macaroni and cheese and what you call it, stuffing.
But they have turkey, right?
They have turkey, yeah. But like my wife family does roast beef also with turkey. Huh? I was like, I
like
guess
both?
No, I like it's like a roast. He calls it, my father in law calls it the roast beast.
That's such a white thing.
Yeah.
White people love to say roast beast. Like Dr. Seuss. It is. And they think it's hilarious too every time. Yeah. Right? Love the roast beast. What do they do, turkey and roast?
Yeah, they do both. Okay. Yeah. So
I just talked to somebody who she's like my her family's coming from New York and they're all Italian, so they don't do turkey and stuffing. They do chicken parmesan,
right?
Lasagnas and like they
I
do
bet you a whole like Asian Thanksgiving is dope. Like that's one like we should try to join a different Dumplings culture.
And
yeah, every year like I want to try an Asian, like a Chinese Thanksgiving, Mexican Thanksgiving, like enchiladas and all that shit. Yeah, tamales and all that. Then maybe even an Indian one.
Like Native American or?
No, like Indian. That'd be like fucked up to be like, hey, are you guys the natives? You guys throwing shit at this?
Just like kill everybody in the house.
I'm like, oh, fuck. Sorry, guys. Oh. Shout out Danny Littlejohn.
Right. And so what about Aaron? Thanksgiving for you. Is it not Thanksgiving without one thing?
Hold on.
Pumpkin pie.
Well,
shout out.
Pumpkin pie, but so I'm pescatarian, so usually my family, we have lobsters.
So okay. That's dope. I think.
Lobsters and shrimp stuffing. That's like, ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Shrimp stuffing, I never heard of shrimp stuffing. Like, I was like, freaks me out a little.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It sounds amazing.
So good.
I'm going to try making oyster stuffing.
Oyster stuffing. Like, that sounds like it might be good.
I've always read about it. And yeah. I've always wanted to try it. And so
I feel like, you're a good cook.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I just ate a shrimp tacos. They were good.
Okay.
They were good.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen anybody lose their shit more over Taco Bell.
Oh, my fucking... It happened again. For everyone who's listened to my trauma of a tostada.
Oh, my
and I
God.
Won't eat at the Northgate Taco Bell anymore because of the half-assed
And he
effort.
Tried to go back.
I turned it in. I was like, can you just make... They put the toppings on wrong. Like, they just put it on. I was like, it's not... Like, I was mad at the
effort.
We
need to make a TV show about
that. And then I was just in Bellevue, or I was in over in Bellevue or Redmond or something, and I stopped at Taco Bell, and I got a tostada. And it was this... I got it to go, of course, and I open it, and it's like, you know, it's half the amount of beans that it should be on. It's all spread out. Like, they just threw the fucking... They opened the box and just threw everything in there and went on. And I was like... I just took a picture and sent it to Manny. I was like, I'm gonna cut somebody. Why can't they just make a tostada?
Like, and the thing is, it's probably somebody who's 16 years old and is like, fuck my life right now. Yeah, just like,
right. It's the only food they have that requires a presentation, right? It's the only thing. Everything else you wrap up. Everything you wrap up or it's covered. Shit. It's the only thing that's supposed to look like a nice, dainty little
hilarious.
Like you eat with your eyes too, right? You eat with your eyes. And these motherfuckers test me. They test me.
How much is a tostada?
It is not about the money, man. It's not about the money. This is principle. This is goddamn principle. Oh, God. If they want me to support minimum wage increases, goddamn, put some $15 effort into it.
What does your guy Belichick say?
Huh?
What does your guy Belichick say?
What?
Do your job.
Just
do your job. Yeah.
And you'll achieve great.
Yeah.
Before we're out of here.
What's your one thing for Thanksgiving?
I have to. Well, growing up in Massachusetts, Aaron would know that it was not Thanksgiving unless somebody called someone a son of a bitch. Like, at some point, some family member has to leave. But
shout out to Maria.
but my grandparents are no longer with us, so that doesn't happen as much anymore.
There's always a fight about some shit from like the 70s. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you guys mad about?
What happened to Ma's money?
I will say, this is the weirdest part, okay? But for the holidays, I don't feel complete ever unless there is French onion dip and Lay's potato chips. That was always there to start off the like, beforehand.
Okay. Yeah.
I always miss it when it's not there.
Okay.
Like, I've been making the same stuffing for years now.
Right.
Which I'm like, oh, I like it. And I'm a little tired of making it, but I'm like, oh, people like it. So,
okay.
I want to try something different, but nobody likes, you know,
But there's got to be some French onion.
But that makes it for me. I'm so happy when that's there. I'm really just ecstatic. So every time I host a party, like in the holidays, I make it.
Okay.
And I'm all excited about it. Like, get the sour cream.
Right.
And go find the Lipton. I never know where it is because I only get it, you make it like twice a year. Right. So I'm always like looking at I'm like, is it a soup? Is it a dressing? What the hell is this packet that I would never use otherwise? And I have to ask somebody, where is this? And they're like, oh shit, where is that? Oh yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
New segment started recently. I have some questions for you.
We go.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. What are you most nerdy about?
Probably say hip hop music.
Okay. What's something that you love to eat?
Fish, shrimp. Oh, I love shrimp. Just had shrimp tonight.
Scrimps.
Shrimp.
What's something that you love to drink?
Beer. I'm drinking a beer right now. Everybody's drinking water. I feel weird, but I really like beer. So, I mean, it's like
Any specific type of
IPAs? For okay. sure.
Okay. I mean, the obvious answer here. What kind of music do you love?
Country. No. Yeah, it's hip hop.
What do you love to create?
What do I love to create? I like to create a lot of things, but I mean, it was like a year or so ago, I created some Lego, like a Millennium Falcon Lego set, and like I really like doing that. Like it's really weird, but because I know it's a kid's toy, but I'm all about Legos.
Seems like it might be kind of like therapeutic too at the same time. Like
it was chilled. Like
yeah.
What's a game you love to play?
Game. Besides with my girlfriend, it's Heart. No, games I like to play. Chess. Oh yeah, chess. I got really big into chess. Like last year, I just got really obsessive with it. Okay. So play me in chess, Queen's Gambit accepted.
Okay.
If you know.
Last game, last question. In 100 years, when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for being able to connect people and just finesse. Like I can finesse and I can connect people, but like in a good way. You know? Make sense?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm always finessing and always connecting. So.
Aaron Hunter.
That's dope.
My brother. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is awesome. I did not expect to be on a podcast when I came to Seattle, so this is sick.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, man.
All right, black and a half.
Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Join us. Live long and prosper.